USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump commenting on Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's publicly voiced regret at joining the president for a photo op last week at a church across from the White House. Peaceful protesters were reportedly driven out of the area by federal forces to make that photo op possible. In a sit-down interview with Harris Faulkner of the Fox News show Outnumbered Overtime, Faulkner asked of the general's remarks during an online commencement address to military graduates,
"Do you think it's significant?"
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I think that's fine. I have good relationships with the military. I've rebuilt our military. When we took it over from President Obama and Biden, the military was a joke.
Milley said appearing in that photo created a false perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. And this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with
U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas wants a police commission to be formed, similar to the 9/11 commission, to study what can be done to improve policing in America.
Break it down in as many pieces as they want, maybe including the use of force standards, mental health support, training, you name it.
Cornyn again stressing that it's been done before, such as after the Columbine school shooting in 1999, when he says Congress provided grants for active shooter training, which transformed modern policing. Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden is calling for gun control on this, the four-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shootings in Florida, which left 49 people dead before police killed the gunman in a shootout. In a statement, the presidential candidate ripped Republicans for what he says has been their inaction on the issue of gun violence. House Democrats passed a bill last year, but the Senate has never considered it. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad. Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
One of President Trump's former national security advisors is ripping him in his new memoir. A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal. A bill allowing college athletes to be paid is now law in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill today that allows them to be compensated for the use of their name, image, and likeness. The largest mortgage lender in America considering a move to become a publicly traded company. Quicken Loans could be valued in the billions if it decides to go that way. A statement released by Quicken says the company is, quote, continuously looking for new ways to invest and grow the business. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is aiming to increase diversity in films considered to win an Oscar. The Academy says it will encourage equitable hiring practices for all production and acting roles. It has received backlash for not recognizing films starring or produced by women and people of color. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.